We're joined by General Thomas Raine, Vice President of the Association of the U.S. Army, a nonprofit group that supports the U.S. Army. And during Operation Desert Storm, he was commanding general of the 1st Infantry Division. General, did you hear General Frank's briefing?
Morning, Bob. Yes, I heard him. He came across very confident and very confident of where he's going and the status of the forces currently.
Describe the strategy they're having of skirting some towns and avoiding confrontation with some units on their march to Baghdad.
Yeah, as the as he was very clear, he's got major ground forces at Al-Nasiriyah and north of there somewhere in the vicinity of Najaf in that area where the 3rd Infantry are pressing. He has deliberately bypassed some selected units as he moved his combatant forces up. Bob, I think the critical thing is now is from here to when the units close with the Republican Guard. While he's not, he described his resistance as sporadic, and I think in the next 24 hours we'll see how the Republican Guard influences the engagement.
But then he acknowledged that this strategy allows for a lot of rear guard action.
That's correct. That's normal. As you move up, you're going to always bypass selected units in your rear. You can't get them all. That's not abnormal. It should not be unexpected.
Mm-hmm. He said that they're picking up bits of information regarding weapons of mass destruction. I get the impression that there's a lot more to that that he's not telling us.
Well, you never know, but if he said he was picking up bits, that's probably all he's got, because as you know, the attacking combat units, if they find them, they can give it a cursory look, but you've got to get the expertise in there to do the diagnosis to confirm the actual presence of weapons of mass destruction. And I think what I heard him say is he's getting bits and pieces, but he's not sure, and he's not going to lay down and say he's got them till he's absolutely sure.
He sounded satisfied with the progress of the war so far.
I think he's satisfied with the progress. I think his plan to work on the opposition in front of him will play out. But, Bob, again, in the next 24 hours, as these ground units begin to close with elements of Republican Guard, that's where the real challenge will come.
Steve Inskeep, is anything more being said over there about Saddam Hussein's speech today on Iraqi television?
Well, General Franks made a point of saying that he didn't get a chance to watch it. He was busy with other things, but he said other people watched it and were talking to him about it, and he kind of in an offhand way raised the question, as many U.S. officials have, as to whether it was an authentic speech, and if so, when it was taped. U.S. officials clearly have an interest in sowing doubt about whether Saddam Hussein is in control of the country, whether he's really giving the orders, whether he's even really alive. And General Franks didn't push too hard on that point, but he certainly didn't give Saddam Hussein any credit for even necessarily stepping before the television cameras, for certain.
NPR Steve Inskeep in Doha, Qatar. Thanks also to General Thomas Raine, who's serving as a consultant to NPR.